Hi there. The word for you today is on the three tenses of faith. In John 11, verse 22, we read these words, "But I know that even now God will give it thee." When their brother Lazarus died, Mary and Martha sent for Jesus. Notice the three tenses of faith at work in this story. First, past tense. Heartbroken, Martha said to Jesus in John 11, 21, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." That's called if-only faith. We say things like, "If only I'd lived in the days of Jesus," or "If only I could be prayed for by a certain person." If-only faith plans for a funeral, not a resurrection. Second, there's future tense. When Jesus told Martha that Lazarus would rise again, listen to what she said to Jesus, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." This is called someday faith. People who have it tend to like to sing the old song, "In the sweet by and by." With them, everything belongs to the future. But you need to know your rights, your privileges, and your authority as a believer in Christ right now. When you do, your outlook will begin to change, I promise you. And number three, present tense. Martha said, here's a great scripture, "But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." This is called even now faith. In spite of all you've been through, God has the power to raise you up again. Are you listening to me? You may have been divorced, lost your job or your home, be struggling with stubborn habits, be living with a sense of failure. It doesn't matter. Even now by God's grace and power, you can come out of this experience and live again. You can fulfill your hopes and dreams. All you have to do is pray and invite Jesus into your situation.